Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Y'all better put yourself together for this time. I love it. Yeah. Dr. Henderson, welcome.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody out there in the radio land, we bring these greetings in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for tuning in. You have tuned in to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues, as we offer real solutions for every single person, for the word is clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we offer you salvation on this line. We also offer you, and we try to empower you and engage you and give you information so that you can be successful in your career endeavors. Those of you who have businesses, so that you can be successful in your business. It's all about the kingdom. It's about kingdom businesses. It's about empowering the people of God so that we can sow back into the kingdom and so that we can live, not only that, but so that we can live the abundant life that Jesus said that he came that we can have. You know, the word is clear. He said that I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. That means that in every area of our lives, we should be living the abundant life. We all know what the devil comes to do because Jesus spoke about it explicitly in the word. He said that the thief comes but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But he said, but I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. So we have to begin to walk in what it is that the Lord has desired for us to walk in. You know, a lot is going on in our country, and we look around and we see so much going on. I particularly did not play specifically requested that we do not play any songs in the beginning. Usually when you guys come on, we're playing songs. I decided not to do that today. I recognize, and I'm being keen in the spirit realm, that the enemy is really busy and that I decided to use wisdom today. A lot of people are going through financially, and so the enemy would use anybody to try to come after you. So you have to use wisdom. And so a lot of these stars, these gospel artists as well as R&B artists, you know, they're not getting the money that they used to get, you know, by singing and having concerts and things of that nature. So if you play their songs, you know, they'll be coming after you requesting that you don't play their songs and things of that nature. And I never really understood that because it's public, it's on YouTube, it's all over. People, you know, but again, to be respectful to those artists, you have to get permission to play their music, although we do give credit to the artists, you know, especially on this show, the gospel artists, we do give credit to them. We do give credit for playing any gospel artist song that we play on the Straight to the Point. We give credit and say that, you know, this particular gospel artist song we're playing. So, but we want to be mindful and respectful of them. I mean, in this time, they have to make a living. And so we would not be playing any music without first getting, you know, permission to play any songs. I decided that today when I received an email from Twitter from Rihanna's content manager. I don't know if you guys know Rihanna, but she is an R&B singer that I really like. I like her, and I still like her. I don't like what her content manager did, tried to get Twitter to suspend my account, you know. So from a post from 2 years ago, I know if you follow me, you know that I have a nonprofit, Survivors Global Ministry, and we help the homeless, we help the poor, we help those who can't help themselves, and we have a program called Intervention Day. So 2 years ago on June the 2nd, we went outside, went into the community, and people was playing music in the background, and I guess maybe her song was played, but I was on the video telling people to come out to the intervention day, and I believe her song was playing in the background. It wasn't nothing that we played, but apparently, you know, whoever was outside, they was playing her song in the background, but apparently I guess her manager or content manager from some music industry was going down my timeline, because the post was posted 2 years ago, June the 2nd, 2018. And here it is, September 2020, and Twitter is telling me that, you know, they requested that I take down that post and that my account is going to be suspended. And so the devil is busy. So, you know, again, for somebody to go all the way back to 2018, and, you know, anybody that goes on Twitter know it's hard to even go back and find posts. So for somebody to go all the way back to 2018, June 2018, 2 years ago, going through your timeline, I know that that was something that was not somebody just came across. That was a planned attack. But how many of you know that no weapon formed against us, the children of God, should prosper? And every tongue that should rise up against us in judgment, thou should condemn. You know, nothing's going to stop the purpose and the plan of God. Nobody's going to shut Dr. Delores C. Henderson's mouth. I'm a prophet of God. I got to speak the truth, whether they like it or not. And so, but, you know, so that's why I decided to move forward. Don't even play no songs right now. And, you know, because you don't give your enemy room. You know, you got to beat them at their game. And so I wanted to just put that out there that, you know, it was a post that I was inviting people out to the intervention day. Told people, come on out, you guys. You still have time to come out. And apparently her music was playing in the background. We was outside in the park, and so I guess somebody was playing her music in the background. And so long story short, again, the content manager for Rihanna's, she's an artist with them, with this big music company, must have went through my timeline and saw that her music was playing in the background of me. I mean, like I said, it was 2 years ago, June the 2nd, 2018, inviting people to the intervention day. And so he told Twitter to suspend my account, you know? So, I mean, Twitter listening to people about other people, Twitter wrong too, but that's another issue. But anyways, we know that that we as children of God, that, you know, the devil is mad at anybody that's speaking about God, that's pointing people in the right direction, anybody that's taking a stand for righteousness, for God's sake. And so I'm going to continue to take a stand for righteousness. I'm going to continue to call an ace to ace and a spade a spade. I'm going to continue to call out wrongdoing, and nobody's going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me from calling out what I see that is wrong, that's going on in the world. I mean, it has gotten bat crazy, B-A-T crazy out here. The enemy is having a field day in our country, in our land. You know, people are killing police officers, the looting and the burning, and burning down businesses and the riot team, and not just that, but I mean, it's just getting bat crazy. Laws are being passed to normalize pedophilia. I mean, just in California, they just passed some law that you know, if a 14-year-old can have sex with a 24-year-old, and, you know, it won't be considered any type of sexual assault or anything. I mean, how does that even sound? So, I mean, these people who are legislating, these people are carnal and they're demonic, and the devil is using them to try to destroy our children. And so we have to stand up to this type of, it's satanic and it's demonic. And tonight I'm going to take time out to pray for our land. I'm going to take time out to pray for our world, for our country, for this government that's so divided, for the leaders. I'm going to take time out to just, tonight is going to be a night of prayer. You know, Jesus, as he was, came from, you know, doing something with the multitude, he was met with a man, and the man had a son who had, who was, they called in those days a lunatic, and meaning that he had issues. He was, you know, they called him a lunatic. He was vexed with a spirit. He was possessed with the devil. And his disciples brought this, the man fell to Jesus' feet, you know, asking Jesus to help him. But the disciples said that, you brought the man to Jesus so Jesus can cure him. And so they told Jesus that they weren't able to do it. And Jesus pretty much said, and I'm coming out of Matthew, guys. I'm in Matthew 17. And so Jesus pretty much was like, why couldn't you guys do it? And so Jesus just went and he rebuked the devil out of the guy and it departed out of him. And Jesus told him, he said, you weren't able to do it because they had unbelief. They didn't have faith. And then Jesus went down to tell them, he said, look, some things come by fasting and prayer. A lot of times we've been praying and praying and praying and praying, but God said, you're going to have to put the plate down. You're going to have to put the plate down. You're going to have to, you know, turn off the TV. You're going to have to get off the social media. You're going to have to disconnect and separate yourself from some folks, from some people. You're going to have to get in my space. You're going to have to read my word. You're going to have to meditate on my word day and night. If you know, I've been listening to the audio Bible at night, and, you know, sometimes I fall asleep listening to it. But not just that, I've been also listening to the routing out demons, the routing out the healing and deliverance prayers, the sickness and the healing prayers. I mean, we're at a time, guys, where you have to be so engrossed in but in Jesus. You got to keep your mind stayed on him. Because if you don't keep your mind stayed on him, you're going to lose it. You know, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. With all that's going on in the world, with all these, you have politicians who are allowing a lot of this stuff to happen. You have politicians that are allowing the looting, the burning. I mean, it's like we're in a lawless nation. And I'm not surprised. I mean, it's in the word. And yes, Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. But those of us who are here, we got to prepare the people. We have to take a stand for righteousness. We can't get caught up in political ideology, political parties. We got to take a stand for righteousness, even if it looks like we're leaning, you know, towards one party than the other. I mean, you got to take a stand for righteousness and stand on the word of God. I tell people all the time, I'm voting for the Bible. I'm voting the Bible. And people don't, you know, they don't understand. What I mean is that I'm voting for biblical principles. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not getting caught up the man. I'm looking at the principles. I'm looking at the Bible. What does the Bible say about certain policies that each of these people are bringing to the table? And so that's where I'm leaning on. I was on the radio show and on TV. Playing for over 30 million New Yorkers and speaking to over 30 million New Yorkers. And I told him, I said, look, we got to break the generational curse of poverty in these projects, in these neighborhoods. We got to break the generational curse. Just because grandma did it this way and great-great-grandma did it this way, as we can see, it hasn't gotten us anywhere. It hasn't gotten them anywhere. So what you see going on in the project is a generational curse. You see the people on, you know, mothers and grandmothers was on welfare and great-great-grandmothers was on welfare. Somebody needs to break the generational curse. And not only that, you see the family is not in the fathers are not in the homes. You know, with some of these laws, in order for them people to get the welfare, they can't have their husband. They can't be married. They can't have a man in a home. So in saying all that, it's time for people to wake up and see that, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, thinking you're going to get a different outcome. I mean, if you've been, you know, voting for this same political party and nothing has changed in your neighborhood or in your environment, then it's time to make a change. And, it's not about political party. It's about values. It's about which, if you call yourself a Christian, if you say you're a Christian and you believe in God and you believe in his word, I don't see how you can, you know, you can not vote the Bible when you see what's going on in this world. So in saying that, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to pray for the country tonight. We're going to just pray tonight. And but before I do that, I want to continue the scripture that says when Jesus had to rebuke a demon from somebody, I want people to know that it's power in the word of God. And, you know, I listened to a couple of politicians speak, and one of them said that pretty much, you know, they don't really believe in miracles. And we know that the Bible, all through the Bible, miracles were occurring. And so just Jesus rebuking the demon out of this guy, out of this man's son, that's a miracle right there. Every single day we wake up, it's a miracle. It's a miracle that those, if you haven't caught COVID-19 and you're still alive, that's a miracle right there. You know, it's a miracle when we open up our eyes. Yeah. So for somebody to say that it's going to take a miracle, if you're looking for a miracle, that it ain't coming and all of this, you know, I reject that. I reject that type of talk because I know that miracles happen each and every day. If my daughter is a breathing, living miracle. And I tell the testimony all the time when she was 15 years old when she had a tumor in her brain, and it disappeared in 30 days because of prayer and fasting, and God did it. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. She was 15 years old. She'll be 28 years old in 6 days, okay? Still healed. They did never come back. So don't tell me that God is not performing miracles each and every day. I'm a miracle. Read a lot of my testimonies. I'm not even supposed to be here, you know. But God, miracle after miracle after miracle, he has performed in my life. And so when somebody tried to discourage people from believing in miracles, it turns me off because I know right then and there that that's a lie. Amen. It's a lie because Jesus is a miracle himself. So we got to get back to getting in the word of God and believing God for who he is, trusting him for his word, trusting him that he is not like man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If God said, we got to believe it. What did God say about the situation? You know, people get caught up on character flaws, but you can't even be a believer of the word if you allow people's character flaws to stop you from doing the right thing. David had so many character flaws. Paul had character flaws. Moses had character flaws. Amen. So we got to begin to not just get caught up on that. We got to look at what is the will of God for our lives? What is God saying? What did God say about the situation? What is the word saying about the situation? And so tonight, I want to read another scripture before I go into prayer. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, God said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will heal their land." So we got to begin to get back in the face of God, and we got to pray, and we got to fast, because the way the world is going, I mean, my God, it's like almost like this is all turning into a third world country. I mean, the chaos, the violence. I mean, these demons are having a field day in some of these Democrat-run cities. I mean, we have to pray and fast. Enough is enough. I mean, my goodness, they having a field day, and they're coming after the children. You know, I don't know if you guys saw the Netflix movie Cuties, the little girls touching their vaginas, and I mean, them little girls, I mean, little babies, I mean, them girls weren't even 16, 17 years old. You know, they have this movie of these little girls with these little shorts on, touching their breasts and their vagina and dancing. I mean, they're sexualizing our children. Not only are they sexualizing our children, but they're, you know, still kidnapping them and sex trafficking them. And, I mean, again, California has gone buck wild with their laws and, you know, not making sex offenders register all of a sudden. And I mean, this is the devil is having a field day. And we got to get to the point where we say no more. Just as Jesus rebuked the demon out of the lunatic boy, that's what's going on. We got a bunch of lunatics running around here. We have a lot of demon-possessed idiots running around in America, burning up stuff, looting stuff, passing laws that's nowhere near conducive, and or, you know, God is not happy and he does not approve of any of that. People murdering people, both ways is wrong. And, both ways. Anybody that's murdering anybody is wrong. Black on black, white on black. Black on white, police on black, black on police, it's wrong. It's wrong. If you can deter from killing someone, then you should. Shoot them in the leg, shoot them in the arm. So, you know, and I'm talking about police on anybody. You know, if you can deter from killing, you know, you can shoot in the leg, you can shoot in the arm. But again, we just had two police officers that were shot. They were in L.A. That's wrong. You know, we can't be killing police officers and shooting police officers. It's wrong. Murder, I mean, that demon in people is just out here. That territorial spirit, I mean, it's chaos in this country. And it's time for us, those of us who have a prayer life, for us to rise up. I've already risen up, and I'm speaking about it, but I don't see a lot of Christians doing it. I don't see a lot of Christians because, you know, I don't see a lot of the church. It's like they're afraid to speak up about what's going on out here. I see the world speaking up, but I don't see the church. I don't see those who say they are called by his name speaking up about the looting and the burning that's going on. It's wrong. It's time to call Satan out. It's time to call them demonic spirits out. You know, it's wrong. So I'm going to be praying. I'm going to just go into prayer right now. And I'm going to pray, but I'm going to, after this, I want you guys to stand with me. I'm going on, I'm going to go a little longer, but if you guys can do 3 days, a three-day fast starting tomorrow at 6 a.m. If you can do 6 to 6, that would be great. You know, I'm going to do 3 straight days. But if you can do 6 to 6, if you can go straight with me, then at least do, if you can't go, some people may be a diabetic. If you can't go 6 to 6, then do 6 to 12 or do 6 to 3. Do at least 6 hours if you can't go to full 12 hours, okay? So if you can do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that would be good. Or even do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or even do 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. You choose. Okay, if you're the type of person, you got to have your breakfast, then do 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., okay? If it doesn't matter, then do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But I'm going to go straight 3 days, but I'm going to drink me some water now. Drink your water. Got to have water. So I'm going to do 3 straight days with praying and, fasting. And I want you guys to, if you can, we're starting tomorrow, if you can fast with me, because we got to be in unity when we do this thing, you know. We got to be in unity. If you can't start tomorrow, then start Wednesday and do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If, you know, this is late notice, then if you can't start tomorrow, do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we're going to be starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., okay? So if you can do 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that would be great. Drinking water, no sweets, no carbs. If you got to have a salad, like I said, you know, try to do it after 6 p.m. But again, and I'm going to make myself clear, if you got to have your breakfast, then do 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So either 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., okay? So, and when I'm starting tomorrow, drink nothing but water, you know. Drink water. Those of you who can't, are not there yet, then, you know, go ahead and get your vegetables in. You know, just no bread, no carbs, no sweets, no coffee, okay? No teas, just drink water. If you type of person you can't drink water, then put a little lemon in it. I'm allergic to lemon, so I just drink water straight. So put a little lemon in it or put some flavor in it, okay? Just no sugar, all right? So we're going to start the three-day fast starting tomorrow. Again, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., or 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. So that would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And I'm going to start off the prayer on tonight. But while you're fasting, I want you to pray, okay? Some of you may have to go to work. I pray a lot while I'm driving. I went for a walk today. I was praying. If you listen to the audio Bible while you're laying down. Meditate on the word. If you have to work, while you could do a silent prayer in your mind, okay? When you go to the bathroom, pray. On your lunch break, pray, okay? Because we got to break some chains. We got to break some yokes, guys. We got to break some yokes. This time comes by fasting and prayer. We are dealing with a strong man, okay? We're dealing with a strong man of violence. We're dealing with a strong man of murder. We're dealing with a strong man of division. We're dealing with a strong man. When a strong man, I'm talking about a strong demonic spirit that's trying to take our country out. All because of hatred in the world. And who hates? Who lies and who hates? The devil, right? Anybody who says this is of God is not reading the Bible, okay? This is not of God. This is demonic. The stuff that's going on, God would not be passing no laws for pedophilia. for nobody to be getting sexually assaulted and, you know, kids to be getting snatched and stuff. That's not God. That's the devil. He's always been after children ever since the beginning of time. He hates children. And so, you know, he's always been after children, to kill children, to steal from them, to snatch their destinies. But tonight, we're going to say no more devil. So we're going to go ahead and go in and start the prayer. And we're going to go in and get started. So if you will, pray, you can put your phones on mute and pray with me. Pray in your heavenly language, however way the Lord lead you, right? So first, you know, whenever I start off in prayer, I always give God, I give God the glory. I'm going to teach you guys how to pray tonight. Just listen to me. I praise God first and I worship him, okay? You got to set the atmosphere to invite him in the prayer, okay? So you got to set the atmosphere. So I just want to praise you, God. I worship you, God. I honor you, God. I adore you, God. Oh, God, you are awesome. You're wonderful. You're great. You're mighty. You're amazing. You can't fail. You can do anything but fail. Holy God of Israel, the one and only God, the true God, the God that stood up high and the God that looked down low, the God from everlasting to everlasting. Oh, God, we call on you on tonight, Father. Our only help, the only help that we know, God. Father, we call on you, God, because your word said it's my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will you hear from heaven and forgive us of our sins, O God, and you will heal our land. God, we come to you because you created us. Not only did you create us, Father, but you created the heavens and you created the earth. You know everything about us, God. You know our coming, going out, and you know our coming in. You know the very hairs, how many pieces of hairs are on our head, God. You know our tomorrow. You know our future. For your word says that you know the plans that you have for us, oh God. You have good plans. You have excellent plans to take us and bring us to our expected end. So, holy God of Israel, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Because, God, you said that we have to ask you anything that we ask you, we have to invoke the name of Jesus because that is the only name that man can be saved. That is the only name that you recognize, God, because he is our sweet redeemer. Because of him, we are reconciled back to you, God. He paid the price on Calvary way back, oh God, for our sins, Lord God. It was his blood that ran down the cross, Father, for every whip, God, was for our salvation. It was for our healing. It was for our deliverance, oh God. Every whip, oh God, it was for eternal life, oh God. Father, we ask, God, that you remember the cross, God. Remember the blood of Jesus, God. Don't look at our sins, God. Look at Jesus, our Redeemer, God. The one, Father God, hallelujah, who paid the price, oh God, for our sins, Lord God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Lord of lords and the King of kings, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, oh God. Father God, we invoke his name, oh God, and we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will hear our prayer, God. Hear our humble prayer, oh God. Father, we repent, oh God, of all of our sins. God, we stand in the gap of this world. We stand in the gap of this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we stand in the gap, Father God, of every unbeliever, God, Lord God, who refused to accept Jesus as the Lord, who refused to accept that there is a God, Father. We stand in the gap for that salvation on tonight, Father, and we say, Lord God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, that we call on you, Father, because you're the only one, God, that can make it right, Father. We put our trust in you and your word in Psalms 121. Father, you said, the psalmist said it, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Because all of my help coming from the Lord, Father. You neither slumber neither do you sleep. You see everything, Father God. You know everything because you're all powerful. You are anointed. You're present everywhere. The same God. Hallelujah. We call on the same God that can heal somebody in Africa, that can heal somebody in Europe, that can heal somebody in the USA all at the same time. God, we call on you, the living God, the supreme God, our deliverer, our healer, hallelujah, our mind regulator, our prince of God. We call on you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Father, because you changed Jacob's name to Israel. And God, as you change Jacob's name to Israel, Father, we ask God that you would change our situation, change the situation of that mother, Father God, who cannot pay her bills. Lord God, change that situation of that father on tonight, Father God, who lost his job, God, and don't know how he's going to take care of his family. Change the situation of that daughter or that mother, Father, that's dealing with sickness and disease, Father, because if Jesus can raise Lazarus from the grave, he surely can raise anybody else from the grave. He can cure HIV AIDS. Jesus can cure COVID-19. Jesus can cure diabetes. Jesus can cure heart disease, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, cancers of any kind. Jesus can cure it, oh God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will heal according to your word. Isaiah 53:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by your stripes, oh God, we are healed. We stand on your word, Father. You said heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word, oh God, will never pass away because you are the living word. You are the living word. You are the word, oh God. Father, we give everything to you. We cast our cares upon you, oh God. The cares of this world, Father God. The cares, Father God, that people are looting and burning down businesses, oh God. The cares, God, that our government has bowed to the devil, has bowed to Satan, Father. But, Father God, I ask God that you will raise up your remnant, Father, to call an ace to ace and a spade to spade, God. Raise up your remnant, Father God, to declare your glory, to tell the devil that we rebuke him in the name of Jesus, to take his hands off our children, take his hands off our cities, take his hands off our territories, take his hands off of our finances, take his hands off of our economy, right now in the name of Jesus, to take his hands off of our government, take his hands off of families right now, take his hands off of churches and ministries right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your people walk in their authority and power, Lord God, in the authority of power and dominion, Father God. Let them raise up and walk in the power and the anointing, God, that you have given them before the foundations of the world, not being caught up on what man is saying, not being caught up on political affiliations, not being caught up, Father God, Lord God, thinking that, Lord God, if they take a stand, they're going to lose friends, Father. Lord God, we may lose friends, God, but we have you, God. Lord God, I want you right now, Lord God, to go past, send your warning angels to warn our behalf, Father. Lord God, I thank you for our spiritual weapons, Lord God. We thank you for our warning angels on tonight, God. We thank you, oh God, for the Holy Ghost on tonight, God. We thank you, oh God, for the word of God on tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, that we can invoke the name of Jesus on tonight, God. And we thank you, God, that we can invoke the blood of Jesus on tonight. So on this night, I plead the blood of Jesus against crime. I plead the blood of Jesus against sexual assaults and rapes on tonight. I plead the blood of Jesus against murders. I plead the blood of Jesus against crime. I plead the blood of Jesus against drug activity. I plead the blood of Jesus against racism. I plead the blood of Jesus against against biases right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against the devil, and I plead the blood of Jesus against demonic activity. I plead the blood of Jesus against witches and warlocks right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against sickness and disease. I plead the blood of Jesus against poverty. I plead the blood of Jesus against lack. I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood against crime in Baltimore. I plead the blood of Jesus against crime in Portland. I plead the blood of Jesus against crime in Minnesota. I plead the blood of Jesus against crime in New York. I plead the blood of Jesus against crime in Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, in Chicago, in the name of Jesus. And I return toward your spirit. I command you by the blood of Jesus to leave those people alone, leave those children alone, leave those neighborhoods alone. Your time has expired. I'm revoking your license in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. We're releasing our warring angels right now to walk, war for the children, war for our prosperity, war for our prosperity in the name of Jesus, war for our health right now in the name of Jesus, war for our children right now in the name of Jesus, war right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, I praise you, I worship you, I honor you, and I adore you, oh God. God, we simply say we believe you, God. You are on a count of 1,000 hills. We know, Father God, that those of us, Lord God, who call on you, God, that our economy is in the kingdom, Father. So we rest assured, Lord God, and leaning and believing on your word, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that if we seek thee first, the kingdom of God, and all your righteousness and all these other things should be added unto us, oh God. So we come seeking, God. We come knocking, God. We come searching, God, for you, oh God. You said if you seek, we shall find. If we knock, then the door should be open. Lord God, we seek and we knock on tonight, God. Believing, oh God, that Father God, you could be found, God. We thank you, oh God, Father God, that you would touch the stony heart on tonight, God. Turn it, oh God, to a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Turn the stony heart to a heart of flesh, oh God. You told the prophet Ezekiel that you want him to tell his people, to tell your people that the only way that they can serve you, the only way that they can forgive, the only way that they can love, if Lord God, if you they allow you to turn their stony hearts to a heart of flesh, then Lord God, you have to create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit within them, oh God, so that they will be able to walk uprightly before you, oh God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, God, create in us a clean heart, oh God. Renew the right spirit within us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, create, Father God, every government official, God. Create in them a clean heart, God. Renew the right spirit within them, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Save, sanctify, and fill them with the Holy Spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord God, that you will bring them to their knees, Father, and they will say, what must they do to be saved, oh God? For your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. So, Father, we thank you, God, for your glory. We thank you, oh God, for your glory on tonight, Father. We praise you, God, for your glory. Lord God, send forth your glory, oh God. Lord God, as Moses saw your glory, Father, he was never the same, oh God. We know, God, if you send forth your glory, Father God, hearts will be changed, oh God. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit to permeate the hearts, God. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to saturate, Father God, those who are not filled with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Fire, baptize them in the Spirit, oh God, so they will begin to love right, so they will begin, Lord God, to forgive right, God, so they will begin to walk in unity and in peace, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, I pray for families, broken homes right now, Father. I pray, Father God, that fathers will return. return home, Father God. I pray, oh God, that families, Lord God, will come back together in love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray for those who are dealing with addictions on tonight, God, that, Lord God, is nothing too hard for you, Jesus. If you rebuke the demon out of the lunatic boy, you can rebuke the drug demon out of the person that's dealing with drug addiction. You can rebuke the sex demon out of the person that's dealing with pornography. You can rebuke the gluttony demon of the person that can't stop eating that's dealing with food addiction. You can delete the lust spirit out of the person that can't stop shopping. In the name of Jesus, pull it out of a stronghold. Pull it out right now, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, oh God. Move by your spirit, oh God. Do it as I speak. Those who are listening from the sound of my voice that's dealing with an addiction, we bind and we rebuke that addiction right now. We call out that lust. We call out that fornication spirit. We call out that unclean spirit. We call out that nasty foul spirit. We call out that cussing spirit. Right now in the name of Jesus, we call you out right now and we say bow to the word of God. We call out that drug addiction. We call out that caffeine addiction. Right now in the name of Jesus, we call it out in the name of Jesus and say never to return again. Never to return again. We pour out mental illness and right now in the name of Jesus, we bind and we rebuke schizophrenic. We bind and we rebuke depression, manic depression. We bind and we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind and we rebuke bipolar. We say the blood of Jesus is against it right now in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit, the blood of Jesus is against you. Every foul spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Everybody on the sound of my voice, hear me and hear me clearly. I'm coming up against poverty in your life. Every generational devil that's trying to keep you broke, that's trying to keep you living in poverty, the blood of Jesus is against it. I bind and I rebuke financial lack. I bind and I rebuke debt right now in the name of Jesus. And I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power and the blood of Jesus, for you to walk in prosperity, for you to walk in abundance, for you to walk in your wealthy place. In the name of Jesus, I command every bill to be paid. I command mortgages to be paid. I command student loans to disappear. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pour down student loans right now. I pour down loans and debt right now in the name of Jesus. And I command by the power of the Holy Ghost for you to walk in abundance, abundance of health, for you to walk in abundance of health, for you to walk in abundance of prosperity, for you to walk in the abundance of fitness in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God, we glorify you on tonight. We honor you, God. We adore you. We lift your name on high. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer on tonight, God. We believe by faith, God, those children who have been kidnapped in these communities, Lord God, return them home. Return them home to their parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those children who have been kidnapped and been human trafficking, Lord God, turn them home to their families, oh God. Those women who have been abused and kidnapped and put it and sold to the sex trade. Return them home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That child that is walking, that ran away from home, return her home, God. Return him home. God, stop past the shelters, that homeless man, God, that don't know where the next meal going to come from. Wrap him in his arms. Wrap him in your arms, God. Let him know that you love him with an everlasting love, oh God. Let him know, God, you got a plan for his life. That homeless woman that's in the shelter, let her know, God, that you got great plans for her, oh, God. Go past the hospital, God. Go past the cancer unit. Heal, God, in Jesus' name. Go past the AIDS unit. Heal, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go past the cardiovascular unit. Give them new hearts, oh God. Raise them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, persecuted Christians, God, who have family members that are praying for their release, God. In the name of Jesus, bring them home, God. Lord, we praise you. We honor you. We worship. We adore you, Father. We say that it is so, and so shall it be established on earth as it is in heaven. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. That was the prayer on tonight. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. If we have anybody, Kevin, let's open up the line.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Mays?
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless
you. Amen,
everyone.
God bless you.
Truly, we need prayer right now in the earth. We need the intercessors to come forth and to pray. The Bible says that men are to always pray and not to faint. And so I thank God for the prayer, and I will definitely continue on in the prayer and to continue to join in with you all on the fast. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we got to, yes, we got to get back to fasting and planning. And corporately, you know, coming on one accord, corporately fasting and praying, because the world we're in, my God, it's the devil is trying to take a hold. He's got a foothold. You know,
uh-huh.
I was just really, you know, with these laws passing, people are legalizing pedophilia. I'm like, what in the world? It's getting wicked. Yes. And so, you know, we got to definitely pray about children, and you got a lot of preachers and stuff not even saying nothing about this stuff.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, how could y'all sit back and let and not, you know, not come out against this? So, you know, I'm going to do what I need to do because I'm accountable to God. So it don't matter to me.
Amen.
I'm accountable to God. I'd rather, you know, have man mad at me than to have God mad at me. Because man can harm the body, but they can't harm the soul. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So God bless you and thank you so much, Dr. Vaughn.
You're welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Mays. Salma's voice, you're up. Thank you.
God bless you, Dr.
Bless
Henderson. What's good?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was listening in, and I definitely received the prayer, and definitely will charge it over here in Texas. And prayer is definitely needed in the transition of us being so spiritually out of shape. Prayer is one of those cardiovascular activities that will get our spirit back into shape for us to go to war. So it's warfare time, and I don't know if anybody is seeing it. I don't know why a lot of us, I'm not going to say all, I'll say why some of us are still hiding behind the veil, but it's time for us to keep ourselves together in the spirit, build ourselves in the spirit in prayer, understand that the warfare of spirits are real. And if you're not anointed in casting out spirits, ask God to help you get it. Whatever you got to get to be equipped for this time and this season, it's no more time for us to sit back, relax, and enjoy the view. He prepared us for this. He gave us the groundwork for this. He gave us the rules and regulations in the Word of God for this. So we should be equipped and ready. The signs were there 2,000 plus years ago, and now we're here in modern day 2020, and now all of us, some of us rather, are having a fit about what's going on. Well, he said it. His word is coming to pass. Now, is there certain things that God is going to allow in this season? Yes, because it's scripture. It's in the word. We can't do anything about that, but we can be equipped with what's going on. We can be protected from the diseases and the snares of the fowler that is walking amongst the earth. We can equip the people that listen to our programs, that listen to our teachings, equip them as men and women of God to be powerful in this season, not to buckle, get in shape in the spirit, and allow God to be God in their lives. It's our turn as leaders to teach our flock to be stronger than babies. We got to get them equipped and ready for this season, because too many people now are taking their own lives because they don't know what to do in the spirit. They weren't taught how to tap into the things of the spirit. All they knew about was name it and claim it. They didn't know how to name the spirit of Jezebel. They didn't know how to name the spirit of homosexuality. They didn't know how to name the spirit of war. They didn't know that. So now it's our time to give them the tools, stop holding on the secrets, and be like the great senseis of old and pass it down, because there's no more time to be holding back anymore. It's too many people that are holding the crosses, and they're getting tired. It's not that they're weak. It's not that they don't love God. It's just we are stronger together. We've been saying that since P3. We are stronger together. Dr. Henderson can't do it by herself. We need to unite from all the way from Baltimore, from Texas to California, up to Alaska to Canada, all across the United States. There are too many people in this circle that are powerful men and women of God. We need to stop eating our crumpets and drinking our tea and get with it. It's time for us to start passing up those plates. It's time for us to get stronger in the spirit, stronger in the word, so we can bounce these things off and be able to cast down spirits and to help people that are falling right in front of us. We can give them the strength and the hope that they need right then and there. We don't have to pass them down. Oh, I got to call Dr. Henderson first. No, Dr. Henderson gave you the tools already. She said, fast and what? Pray. That's one. Two, if you continue to fast and pray, you will become stronger in the spirit. Yeah. And as you grow stronger in the spirit, the gifts of the spirit will be passed down to you and inherited to you, so you can pass down to your people and so forth and so on. It starts with prayer. Even if you don't know how to be deep with prayer, just say something to God, and he will put an utterance in your mouth. And the next thing you know, you have power and authority, and you can move mountain and shake devils. Just saying. But anyway, I didn't come to preach on your show, Dr. Henderson. I just wanted to give you some encouragement. I just wanted to just give a God bless you, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. God bless you. God bless you. Straight to the point. God bless all of you. I love you. And again, thank you so much for allowing me to have the floor. So, Dr. Henderson, I'm done unless you need me to stay. But I'll be in the background, and I'll be waiting and willing to go ham and cheese. I love you, Dr. Henderson.
I love you too, dear. And I just want to thank those who first I want to thank Evangelist Mays for stepping in and doing a great job in my absence. Every time I ask her to come on, she come on, and I tell you, God used her like never before. So thank you, Evangelist Mays, for that. And also I want to thank both Evangelist Mays and Pastor Christopher for doing an excellent job for the P3 conference. It was an awesome conference, and we've been planted on the Eternal Life Network TV, part one and part two so far. Part three will be played this week. So they've been planted in one-hour segments, and so part three will be played this week. I believe, Pastor Chris, you're on part three. So part three will be played this week on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And then part four will be played next Thursday. And so, but again, it was an awesome conference, P3 Conference 2020. Everybody did a great job, an outstanding job. God used everybody how he wanted to use them. And so, again, I want to thank everybody who participated. Thank you, Dr. Vaughn. You participated as well. You actually put the Zoom and the Facebook Live. So thank you, Dr. Bob, for your business knowledge, and I appreciate you. You did a great job as well. Everybody, God used everybody in their own right. So thank you so much. And all the other speakers who spoke, Dr. Nelson, it was Bishop Hobson, as well as Prophetess Denise Miles. And everybody, Kevin, he's doing good. I'm going to tell you how good God is, another miracle. Kevin Gates, the person who did the praise and worship, I didn't know. But he had COVID-19 the whole time he was singing. He had COVID-19. Don't tell me God ain't good. I found out later on, towards the end of the program, he was like, he wasn't feeling good. And so I had my daughter call him, and he was telling her he had COVID. I didn't even know. He didn't even tell us. But I'm going to tell you, God has healed that young man. And not just that God has healed him, but God is going to bless him for pushing through. That's faith right there. I mean, you didn't even tell he had the sick because the anointing on his voice. God is going to bless him and reward him. So the whole time he was singing at the conference, he was sick. And so I thank God that I believe at that conference he got healed. In Jesus' name. So I want to give another praise report. Apostle Vicki Johnson and her husband, God healed them from COVID-19. As you guys know, Pastor Vicki was supposed to speak at the conference, but the devil put COVID-19 on her, but God healed her. So we got three testimonies out of P3. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? All three testimonies, the devil tried to put COVID-19 on three people that's close to our circle. But God healed all three. Hallelujah. Don't tell me it's not performing miracles. God is still performing miracles. So Apostle Vicki got healed, her husband got healed, and Kevin Gates got healed from COVID-19. God is good. Amen. We give him the glory, and we give him the honor, we give him the praise. He's still healing his people. He's still healing his people. Amen. I believe God. And so we're going to move right along and go into the business spotlight.
Dr. Dennis, we do have another caller. We have another caller.
Oh, we
so let you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much, everybody. This is Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores D. Henderson. I'm going to mention only your last four digits. Make sure we didn't miss anybody today. It's a powerful time tonight. So $17.99, you're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much, man of God and woman of God. I have truly, immensely enjoyed the word. I have, hallelujah.
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We thank you so much for tuning in. We pray that you was blessed by the prayer and that, you know, and that God has answered any request that you might have had.
Yes, he has. And I just thank the Lord, you know, for the show always. Always, it's a blessing. It's a blessing,
thank
I tell you.
Thank you for coming on. Your voice sounds so familiar. Did you call me this weekend? Did I talk to you this week? Your voice sounds familiar, like I spoke to you. Are you the one that with the child? Are you doing the child care business, or was that you?
That's me.
Okay. Your voice sounds familiar. Thank you. You've been faithful. You've been coming on. You've been calling the prayer line. God bless you. God bless you. May he protect you, and may he keep you, and may he open up your borders, enlarge your territory. May he enlarge your territory and keep you from harm, and that you may not cause harm. I praise the prayer of Jabez over your life in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Dr. Vaughn.
God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Paula. God bless you. Amen. All right, Doc, back to you.
Amen. So we're going to, you know what, we'll do that next week. I just want to, I'm going to leave the line, and I'm going to continue to ask you guys to pray, continue to pray. Continue to pray for our nation. Continue to pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for his protection, for him and his family. Because there's some crazy folks out here, my God. You know, whether you like him or not, you should still pray for him. Amen. Pray for the president. Pray for his family. Pray for his children. Pray that God would give him wisdom to lead this nation. Because this nation is chaotic. Amen. And whoever's leading it got to have wisdom. So we pray for the wisdom for Donald J. Trump. We pray that God will cover him with the blood. Cover him. Keep him in Jesus' name. So we're about at the end of the show. We thank you for tuning in. We ask that you guys tune back in with us again next Monday night. But this Thursday, don't forget to tune in to Eternal Life Network TV to see Part 3 of P3 Conference 2020. We're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.